From 91.5 KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is AirCheck, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Vicki Greger.
I'm Jeff Beery.
And I'm Jake Brownell.
Today on AirCheck, we invite our intern, Paulina Ukrainitz, to pick a favorite new tune for our musical roundtable discussion. And we hear from local band Honor Council, who have recently recorded an EP called Molecule. Stay tuned.
We begin the show, as usual, with our musical roundtable, where we go around the table and share a song that we haven't been able to get out of our heads this last month. And today we've got a special guest. We're joined by our longtime intern, Paulina Ukrainitz.
Hi, hey. So happy to be here.
Yeah, welcome. We're glad to have you. For our listeners, you may have heard Paulina's voice here and there throughout the last couple years on AirCheck, as well as seeing her byline on krcc.org. Paulina, you're about to graduate from CC. That's
right. Yep. Yeah, I'm graduating in a couple of weeks. It's so nice to be here.
We have loved having you here. That needs to go down on record. That needs to be recorded.
Back at ya.
It's been a joy having you.
Thank
you. As part of this.
And you're kind of you have your hand in a lot of different aspects of musical life on Colorado College's campus. Can you talk about some of the stuff you do?
Yeah, I help organize events on campus. So anytime a band kind of comes through town or we bring national acts to CC or local acts, I usually get involved in that. I help run the student radio station, thesoc.org, which is an online radio station by CC people. I also help run the music blog. And then I also helped plan the music festival at the end of the year, Llamapalooza, last year. So yeah, generally I kind of try to be involved in as many capacities as possible with the extracurricular music life, mostly because I can't really play music, but I love listening to it as much as possible. So I want to make sure that everybody gets those same opportunities. We're really lucky to have those.
So we're going to jump into it and go around the table. And as we do, we'll save your pick for last, Paulina. And why don't we get started with you, Jeff? What song have you brought in?
Well, I have just recently discovered a new song from a couple of boys, young men, who started their musical journey here in Colorado Springs, but they've since moved to Philadelphia. The group is called Cacordion, and it's spearheaded by brothers Mitch and Mason Makura. And this new song, I love it. It's called Innocent, and it's a single from their brand new full-length album, which is called TV Ant Race.
When you change the light from white to pink, my blood's density increased, I see. Deeper into your gaze, you know just what you want. Have we crossed the limit?
I think the Makura brothers are coming into their own. I think they've probably made a good move to Philadelphia. This song reminds me of the group Washed Out.
Mm-hmm.
I really love that sort of dreamlike quality that they have, and I think they're onto something.
Yeah, I love this. They've really refined their sound, and each release of theirs is just more concise, more melodic, a purer and purer idea with each song that I hear of theirs. And yeah, I agree. I think that this new record is amazing. I'm really excited to hear where they go with it.
The video component is actually pretty stellar as well. If you have a chance, check out the video for this tune, Innocent, on YouTube. Mm-hmm. They've really done some good work.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really nice.
Yeah, I feel like I sort of listened to them when they were more guitar-oriented and indie-rocky, and then now they've made this transition into something that now I feel like really has the potential to take off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah, I remember it. I remember them being very sort of alt-rock sounding.
Yeah.
And this is much more to my taste, personally, so... Yeah.
It's definitely very catchy.
Yeah, I hear it and I think this is definitely the beginning of something for them.
For sure.
I hope so, at least. I mean, it seems like they're really poised to have a pretty successful career going forward. Well, that's Innocent by Cocordian from their latest record, TV Ant Race.
All right, Jake, the tables have turned. It's on you. What's your pick for this episode of Air Check?
My pick is by a band that I really love called Big Thief, and this is the title track off of their brand new record called UFOF. The single's been floating around for a little while. The record just dropped, but I'm super excited about it, and I just love this song.
Jake, some background on Big Thief.
Yeah, it's a band originally kind of out of Brooklyn and fronted by Adrian Lenker, who has also done some pretty cool solo work herself. But they've released, I think this is their third full-length album, and they've just got an amazing, really interesting sound, and she has an incredible ear for these kind of off-kilter melodies and harmonies and chord changes that just go places you don't really expect, and yet kind of have this very naturalistic feeling to them. I've been a huge fan of theirs for the last few years, and this new record is just a sort of further evolution of their sound.
Oof off.
Oof off?
Yeah, UFOF. Is that
I think it's more like a UFO plus F.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What do you think, Paulina?
I mean, I love her, Adrian Lenker in general, and Big Thief as well. I don't know. I haven't heard the song before, and it's super textured. I feel like I can kind of touch it. There is so much tactile things happening in the song, so many like various samples here and there, and the strings of the guitar feel very tangible as well. It's a beautiful soundscape, I think.
I just think there's so much great indie folk rock stuff happening right now, especially female fronted bands in a lot of different spaces, but you know, Big Thief has really risen to the top for me. It's just a band that I keep coming back to and just can't really get enough of. When I heard that they had a new album coming, it was like, finally, because I've kind of worn out the other two.
So Paulina, where did you hear of this band and this artist?
Oh, it was definitely like 3-ish years ago, I think around my freshman year or something. Either I read about them on Pitchfork or it was on my Discover Weekly. It was a song called Paul, which yeah, I also go by. But yeah, they're definitely like around in the music sphere, I feel like.
Feel out of touch.
It's all right, Jeff. So this song again is called UFOF by Big Thief off of a brand new album by the same name. Excited to dig into the whole album and see what they've got. To deepen, all of it isn't even a fraction. All right, Paulina, our special guest, intern for Aircheck, what have you brought us today?
I have brought a song by Sasami featuring Devendra Banhart called Free.
Time. sure this happens all the time. There's nothing wrong when we both play along. You say you're older, so you know that it's no fun to be alone. You say you're older, so you know there's nothing wrong with a half-finished song.
Nice.
I love this song a lot. A little background on Sasami. She is a singer-songwriter from LA. She used to play keyboards and synths and drums in Cherry Glazer up until a couple of years ago when she dropped out to focus on her solo career. This is her debut album. It came out on March 8th. I just love her vocal qualities. I kind of tend to keep coming back to them over and over again. And she just really builds a space with her music, I think. It's so sparse, but it really sticks with you. And the vocal harmonies in this with Devendra Banhart are beautiful, too.
His harmonies are so subtle in the song that the first few times I listened to it, I was like, wait, where is he?
Yeah.
It's just this sort of lower octave underneath her voice. It's a really cool way to approach.
It's beautiful.
Totally. Yeah.
Paulina, Jake, you know what I've noticed about both of the picks that you brought to the round table is that they definitely have sort of a folk element to them, but there's this sort of undercurrent that's like this whole new element that's added to the folk genre or whatever you want to call it that is like new.
She's not afraid to be dissonant at all, which I really dig.
I've been listening to this album a fair amount, too, and some of the other songs are definitely a lot heavier, almost kind of like more shoegazy or something like that. I think she's a really amazing songwriter and, like you said, just creates this kind of oral space that you can really kind of get lost in.
This is probably one of the more chill, calm songs on the album. There's some really much more heavy, like shoegaze / like rock stuff on there, but yeah.
Well, this song is, again, Sasami, the song Free off of that debut album.
We had to choose, so we took off our shoes.
Paulina, what are you going to do with your life? I'm sure you're hearing a lot of that.
Ask me that. I have no idea.
It's going to be some sort of music.
Hopefully,
mass
I would like
media
to go.
Thing, right?
Yeah. Well, unless I pursue poetry, which is kind of my creative outlet.
There's big money in poetry.
Of course.
And so you'll probably be leaving Colorado Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Any sort of final reflections on your time in Colorado Springs and the music that you have or haven't been able to see here?
I'm happy with where it's going. I think had I been graduating 5 to 10 years from now, I maybe would much more seriously consider staying because I feel like it's moving in a really cool trajectory.
Mm. Well, Paulina, thanks so much for doing this. And of course, thanks for all the work you've done on AirCheck.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to AirCheck from 91.5 KRCC.
Honor Council is a four-piece rock band based in Colorado Springs. Their sound is deep and textured, bringing to mind the shoegaze stylings of bands like My Bloody Valentine and Ride. The band is made up of two Colorado College alums, Sam Faison and Ian Huschel, and two graduating seniors, Lena Farr Morrissey and Gwen Wolfenbarger. Their newly recorded EP is called Molecule, and they played a couple songs and chatted with music director Vicky Greger in the recording studio at Colorado College's Packard Hall.
Hello, my name's Lena. I'm in the band Honor Council, and this song is called Mousetrap.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Vicki from KRCC, and you're listening to Air Check. And I have the great pleasure to be in the studio today with members of Honor Council, and that would be Gwen Wolfenbarger, Ian Huschel, Sam Faison, and Lena Farr Morrissey. And thank you so much for being here today, you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks.
You're made up of Colorado College students. Two of you have graduated, and two of you are about to. So how did you find each other?
Well, Sam and I were in Disparagus together, which was a previous CC band. And we wanted to keep playing music together, but the other members had graduated. And then someone, a friend of mine, said that Ian was looking for a band. And so I immediately texted him because I just knew he was a great musician on campus. And then we just realized the band needed some more magic of some kind, just some more textural sounds. And we immediately thought of Gwen, and she had said that she had been to one of our shows and she kind of liked our song. And then we were like, would you be interested in liking / playing all of our songs? And yes, so that we kind of just came together that way.
Did it hit you right away? Did that sound that you all do so well, was that pretty immediate?
I think that we knew it had potential, but the room that we played in, the sound was not good in there where we would practice. So I think we kind of developed that maybe as we started playing in different venues and such.
That happened the moment we played our first show together. I had so much fun.
Yeah.
What was our first show?
It was that one that no one came to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When it was snowing.
You know, as good of musicians that you are, because you're all so talented, when did the desire to make music tap you on the shoulder? When did that find you? I know you all probably have a different take on when you knew, I'm more than a music lover. I'm going to make music. That's what I do.
For me, it was probably sometime in like when I was 16 or 15 or 16. And I just, you know, I'd been a music fan for a really long time and was really passionate about it. And I just got to the point where I wanted to start making music. So I was like, man, I better learn how to play an instrument.
I would say that my desire to actually play music all the time came just listening to music with my dad, like as a kid. And we would just like explore together, and it opened my eyes for how much you could express through that. And it just, from there, I just wanted to pursue that.
Ian, what about you?
I think I was in like elementary school, and my grandmother gave me an acoustic guitar. I really couldn't play it at the time because I was too small. But eventually I got a little bit better and started having a lot of fun. And interest just developed and stuck with it, yeah.
Where did those drums come in, though?
Pretty much when I started playing with Honor Council, I had been playing drums for a couple months just on my own. I'm very much an amateur. I really don't know what I'm doing. I can't tune them very well. But playing with Honor Council helped me a lot, playing drums. It was mostly starting with them.
That's pretty amazing because you are a solid drummer.
Thank you, ma'am.
Gwen?
I was classically trained from an early age, so I don't remember ever a time before making music. I played piano and harp very intensely as a homeschooler. Then I came to college, started doing electronic music stuff. A couple months ago, I picked up the guitar because I went through a new obsession with that. I started in this band doing synthesizers, but I have since moved on to a more physical instrument since it's more fun to play.
I need to ask you this. You go to CC, or you did go to CC. It's intensive, immersive. You've got to show up to go to this school. So where do you make time for songwriting and practice and the dynamics of a band that actually stays together?
That's a really great question. I think this year it's gotten a little bit trickier. I mean, Ian lives in Denver and Sam has a full-time job, and our schedules don't line up in that like timely way necessarily. Also the songwriting bit, there's no time for that, honestly. I don't know how that gets done ever. No linear process to that.
It is really hard to find time to do that. And I feel like a lot of our songs happen fairly quickly. And we have so many things that just like don't work instantaneously, and then they just kind of get put on the back burner.
When I listen to your music, a lot of stuff floats through my head. I think of the Cocteau Twins. I think of Ride. I think of the Sundays. I think of The Cure. But I was curious to whatever was going on in your growing up. What kind of music were you hearing?
I grew up in Austin, Texas, and my family is not a musical family by any means. But from a really young age, just hearing like some very famous Austin musicians like Stevie Ray Vaughan, for example. And then from there, as I got more into music, just like Austin has a very rich history in psychedelic rock, especially. So listening to bands like the 13th Floor Elevators and the Black Angels, which led to, I don't know, getting really into like Spaceman 3 and Sonic Youth, and then more of those shoegaze and post-punk bands that you were mentioning earlier.
I'm honestly like drawing a huge blank on bands that have, or like musicians that have been extremely influential. I just feel like I've been peppered with so many different kinds of music. I listened to a lot of like Motown bass lines when I was trying to learn, and I had this James Jamerson book that I just loved playing, and he's just like thumping all over the place. I think that influenced me a lot. And also, I like to play a lot of Bob Marley songs when I was learning. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love playing reggae. In like seventh grade, I was like, you know. yeah. No, they're super. Ugh. You can just get lost in those bass lines.
Gwen, being raised in being trained classically, would there also be, you know, some Chuck Berry playing in the house too, or some Beatles?
My mom had like a Beastie Boys record.
I like your mom.
Yeah, but stuff really started for me when like someone in my family gave me for Christmas a Rolling Stone magazine, and it just happened to be like the top 100 albums of the 2000s, and I just ordered every single one from the library all at once, and it was the best like month of my life.
You guys, what are your plans for the future? You've got, you know, all kinds of things are happening here. You're musicians together. Some people have already, you know, moved on to the next step. Some people are just now approaching that. You live in different states, different cities. Does that mean you say goodbye to Honor Council? Does that mean you send each other files and keep making music from far away?
I mean, it's not really something we've talked about.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Well, I mean, I think I've kind of just assumed that, yeah, this has been just a really great thing for all of us in the present moment. But as far as like trying to continue it, if we're all just kind of spread around, that doesn't make a lot of sense. But I think I'll always love playing music with these people and like what we've created together. And it's been really great for me personally as well. So
I really want to thank you all for making time in your schedules to do this and do some songs for us. Let's take it out with another song.
I'm Lena, and I'm in the band Honor Council, and this song is called Purple. Thank you.
That was Honor Council speaking with Vicky on 91.5 KRCC's Air Check. Our thanks to Lewis Keller for engineering that recording, and to our intern Paulina Ukrainets for all her dedicated work here at KRCC. We'll miss her, and we wish her well as she ventures out into the world. We always welcome your support of AirCheck and all of the other great programs on KRCC. You can make a contribution anytime online at krcc.org. For 91.5 KRCC and AirCheck, I'm Jeff Beery.
I'm Jake Brownell.
And I'm Vicki Gregor.